In the spring of 1920, when the wheat was set down, my father joined a regiment in the service of the crown. He left his home, his family, near the farm and town of Goole. And he crossed the sea to Ireland to uphold British rule. With orders from His Majesty, the rebels to put down, he wrote to tell my mother of the lovely Westport town. 'Twas in the early summer of the 19th day of May, Sergeant Butler, he was shot as to the barracks made his way. My father's men were called upon, each wore the black and tan, and were led into the country by a Crosley armored van. They were hunting for the rebels as from Westport they moved down. All along that little country road that leads to Newport town. At 3 p.m. as they did speed to lorries and a car, they heard the sound of rifles, and it wasn't from afar. Then speeding through as was the rule till they reached Rostowan, then doubling back the railroad track, 'twas there they saw each gun. Behind that hedge from a railway ledge they counted 41. Oh, father dear, did you know fear? Did the beads of sweat run down? With the lips so dry, did you ask why, as you hurled that carbine gun? In fields of green that looked serene beneath the azure sky, you felt sweet nature once again, your head pressed to the ground. I'm sure it looked a lot like home as your eyes they scouted round. Did the boy caught in your rifle sight look like your brother Jim? And then that lid so cruelly fed, it robbed the life from him. But in the sun, the rebel gun, it stole your life away. So a life I've had without a dad, or you were killed that day. McEvely, George and Collins, with O'Donnell and Stanton too, the list of dead with British lid, the names stay with me still. The years roll on, my family's gone, I come to Westport town, and in my father's footsteps to Newport I head down. The hawthorn and the gar still bloom, their colours all ablaze, and I pray that man will change his plan from that killing craze. And I pray that man will change his plan from that tragic killing craze.